You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
It is the 13th of September, a Friday. The week has come to an end. It was a truncated week on Dalal Street, just like the last one was. And indeed, there have been ups and there have been a down. There has been a down yesterday. What does the market look like today? What are the anticipations and how are the trends set up? That is precisely what I brought to you on a morning walk down Dalal Street. If you missed that, what you absolutely need to know and what you listen to this for is to get a few names that you can bet on. Because this is Stock Picks of the Day. My name is Rakesh Sharma and you're listening to Money Control.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
We spoke to Mehul Kothari of India Nivesh Securities, and this is a list of top three stocks which could give 4 to 13% return in the next 3 to 4 weeks. Let's run through that list of names very quick. UPL has a sell call, ended trade yesterday at 567 rupees. Target we're looking at 535 rupees, stop loss 591 rupees, downside of 7%. HDFC Bank with a buy call as well. LTP 2270 rupees, target 2375 rupees. Stop loss 2,225 for an upside of 4.6%. For an upside of 13.39%, Castrol India has a buy call, ended trade yesterday at 129 rupees. Target we're looking at is 144 rupees, stop loss 119 rupees, an upside, like I said, 13.39%. Mehul Kothari is a senior technical and derivative analyst at India Nivesh Securities, and this is what he thinks about the trends on Dalal Street. Nifty 50 has the potential to retest the peak of 11,141 if the low of 10,740 remains intact in the coming week. In line with this forecast, the index attempted to meet the 11,100 mark but just fell short this week. Now, the current price action has helped the index convincingly cross the previous week's high after 10 weeks. This is an encouraging sign for the bulls, which indicates that the bottom of 10,740 should hold good for some more time and the Nifty 50 could reach higher levels. On the contrary, the daily chart of Nifty Future indicates that the recent rally was backed by low volumes, which could probably lead to some profit booking at current levels. Therefore, traders are advised to wait and avoid aggressive long bets until we see a significant buying interest, which could take the index higher. A breakout above 11,141 could lead to an upside towards 11,300 to 11,400, but a breach of 10,740 would bring the bears back on the front seat, which will pull the index back to the 10,600 levels. To conclude, for the time being, Nifty 50 is likely to remain in the range of 10,740 to 11,100, and a move on either side would dictate the further trend. Now, coming back to that list of top three stocks, we start things off with UPL, which has a sell call. From July 2019 to August 2019, UPL has witnessed a severe fall from 670 rupees to 498 rupees without any meaningful correction. Since then, the stock has been recovering and is now back in the 590 rupees zone and is still facing pressure near the placement of the 200-day simple moving average. The price action has taken a shape of what is called a rising wedge pattern, which generally occurs after a drastic fall and could be considered a dead cat bounce. The pattern is already confirmed at the 570 mark, and hence traders are advised to create shorts in the range of 570 to 575 rupee levels for the downside target of 535 rupees while keeping a stop loss above 591 rupees. That is UPL with a sell call. One of the HDFC twins, HDFC Bank, has a buy call from India Nivesh. The recent correction from the top of 2,497 got arrested exactly near the placement of the 200-day simple moving average. And from there, every time the stock turned below the average, we saw some buying interest, which helped it to come back above the level. This price action has now taken the shape of what is called an inverse head and shoulder pattern, which is a bullish pattern. In addition to that, the stock has turned from its long-term trend line position near 2,150, which indicates a fresh upside. And based on all of this, traders are advised to buy the stock of HDFC Bank at 2,270 rupees for the upside target of 2,375 rupees with a stop loss of 2,225 rupees. That is HDFC Bank with a buy call. Castrol India has a buy call. During the recent session, Castrol confirmed a price breakout on the daily chart above the 128 rupee mark on a closing basis. The breakout was accompanied with a rise in volumes along with a fresh long build-up in the futures. Furthermore, the price action has taken the shape of bullish cup and handle and an inverse head and shoulder pattern, which indicates further upside in the coming days. Based on that, traders are advised to buy the stock of Castrol India in the range of 129 and 125 rupees for the upside target of 144 rupees while keeping a stop loss at the range of about 119 rupees. And what we should be looking at here is an upside of about 13.4%. That's Castrol India with a buy call. One last time those names: UPL with a sell call, target 535, stop loss 591, downside of 7%. HDFC Bank with a buy call, target 2375, stop loss 2225, upside of 4.6%. Castrol India with a buy call, target 144, stop loss 119, upside of 13.39%. Well, here's hoping that some of those names from Mehul Kothari will prove useful to you over the course of today and indeed in the short term. Podcast, of course, will continue on this, the last day of the trading week. We will be taking a look at what is going on in Britain. It's extremely confusing. There's one piece of good news that's come out of Britain. That is, a post-study work visa is now available. It was abolished in 2012 under Theresa May, who is now, I suppose, a thing of the past because Boris Johnson is the current leader of that pack, which is dissolving right before your eyes. Prorogation of Parliament has been declared unconstitutional and illegal by a few Scottish judges. And in the meanwhile, John Burke, the Speaker, Lord Speaker, and his order has become very popular. But you may be wondering, what is going on in Britain and what does it mean for Brexit? So we'll be covering that on this edition of Digging Deeper. And as usual, stories of the day, where I'll be telling you stories from India and across the world and indeed the universe, which is why it is the only podcast that you need to listen to get caught up with news from the country and the world. In the meanwhile, do write into us, mcpodcast@nw18.com. And a very good morning from very sunny Mendocino in Northern California. Until the next time you hear from me, this is me, Rakesh Sharma, on behalf of the Money Control Podcast Desk, saying thank you for joining us and do stay with us on moneycontrol.com to be a smart listener and an even smarter investor.
Stock Picks of the Day with Money Control.
And now a word on a subscription product. Money Control Pro offers actionable investment ideas, independent research, insights and analysis from the world of business, economy, politics and policy. Get access to Money Control Pro at ₹599 for a year. Use code GETPRO. For more information, check out the Money Control website or mobile app.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.